You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
We'll work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Like what you're hearing?
You bet!
Listen to this live 365 broadcast and many more on your smartphone. Download your free software today at live365.com/smartphone. You know, turns out you can take it with you.
Cool!
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/6/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
The month of May was the deadliest in Baltimore in 45 years.
It's time to stand up and to say that enough is enough.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is among the city officials hoping to change the mindset of a troubling trend. Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby says a small group is causing havoc in the city.
There are a small number of individuals that define the perception of this city. A small number of individuals with no code of ethics who are killing babies and killing women.
The Indianapolis Colts are teaming up with USA Football to help educate parents about safety. Trainers with the Indianapolis-based group met with people Saturday to teach about the ins and outs of safety within the game.
They want to know, how do I know if my son's equipment fits right? And they want to know, well, what's the best equipment? Does it matter what kind of helmet does he have? How could I tell if my son just has a headache or if he has a concussion? What's the difference?
Westfield High School head coach Jake Gilbert was among those educating parents. This is USA Headline News.
You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Consumer spending is at its weakest level in 3 months.
U.S. consumer spending in April posted the weakest performance in 3 months, which was unexpected by experts because there was an increase in income growth by 0.4%. Chief economist Bob Bruska believes there are two main reasons for the uncertainty.
The weakness in the oil patch and on the rise in the dollar. They both happened around the same time.
Consumer spending is closely watched because it makes up 70% of economic activity. Some economists believe spending will rebound. Bruska says he doesn't believe the Fed will raise interest rates anytime soon, even though Fed Chair Janet Yellen has hinted at a hike. I'm Kelly Sloan.
Well, don't call her Bruce anymore.
Call me Caitlin with a C.
Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Okay, Caitlin, the hottest Olympic decathlon champ to ever grace a Wheaties box is officially walking on the wild side. With long, loose curls and a white corset, see Jenner in her first portrait since the transition from male to female on the cover of Vanity Fair. Looking like a cross between Rene Russo and Jessica Lange, Jenner looks every bit the woman he's kept in the closet for years. Every day, Caitlin says Bruce had to live a lie. Caitlin doesn't have any secrets. Now that Vanity Fair is out, she says, I'm free. Alice Duncan Rossini, New York.
Well, Caitlin may have nothing to hide, but the Army does. The Army's new camo pattern is debuting next month. The new camo is referred to as, quote, operational camouflage. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It is 9:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's 57 degrees in Flemington, and it is overcast, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, or should I say light up in the sky soon. It's June 3rd, 2015. Cloudy skies this morning will become partly cloudy this afternoon. So the high is 69, winds east-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy early with increasing clouds overnight tonight, low 51, winds east-northeast at 5 to 10, and mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 68, winds east-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Friday, it'll be cloudy skies, slight chance of a rain shower, and Saturday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, a high of 80. All right, we're getting back into the summer months. Sunday, a few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny, 75. And Monday, partly cloudy with afternoon showers or thunderstorms, a high of 81, chance of rain 50%. Our temperatures in the area, 60 over in Raritan, 60, 55 down in Ringgos, 57 over in Alexandria, 55 in Phillipsburg, 54 in Lebanon. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather. All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntChamberRadio.com. I have my guest today from Raritan Valley Community College. His name is Ralph Dunham, and he's going to be talking to us today about youth programs. Yes, we're talking about a college, but they have youth programs, and it might be something that interests you to find something informative and learned for your children for this summer. So I'm going to bring in Ralph. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Chris, and thanks for inviting me here.
Hey, my pleasure, man. This is very good. As I told you off air, I had some exposure to this program. One of my daughters participated a few years ago, so I have a little bit of sense of what it's about, especially from a personal point of view, but I think we're going to learn a lot more about this, and it couldn't be a more perfect time because right now people are starting to wind down school and starting to say, oh my God, I don't have my kids ready to do anything, right?
That's true. We're gearing up for our peak season and we get calls daily.
Daily, yeah. So I'm glad.
Am I too late?
it might be too late. Well, that's the unfortunate part. But we're going to also learn, it might not just be summer you want to talk to them about. So good morning, Ralph. Tell us a little about your role at RVCC.
Well, my role is I'm the youth program director I started in 2000, and I was brought on campus to initiate the youth program. Mm-hmm. They hadn't had a youth program at that time, and I was hired in the fall of 2000.
15 years ago.
15 years ago.
So this is your baby.
Yes, it is. I've been the only director of the program.
See, that's rare, because everybody else I've had on here from RVCC have usually come in. They're still long lifers in my book, but they came on when the program existed, and they came in and enhanced it. But you've grown it from the start. What was the vision of them calling you and saying, we want to do this?
Well, the president who initiated wanted to expand the services mm-hmm. to the youth to allow them to diversify their learning opportunities
right.
to supplement what they were doing in their traditional classroom.
Okay.
And that was his vision. Also, to bring exposure to Raritan Valley Community Colleges to that population
right.
who might not have been familiar with RVCC.
It's a great marketing opportunity, right?
You're marketing and recruiting.
Marketing and recruiting.
On campus who might not have not otherwise been exposed to the campus.
Yeah, so it's very all-encompassing. You're getting kids from, and we'll find out later, they're younger to teens who are coming to the campus perhaps for the first time and learning about it because they're participating in these things, and they're learning about this campus, and perhaps it'll jog their memory and say, maybe I should go there first. At the same time, you might have parents or you might have older siblings that could decide to go there for retraining, which is the other topics we've been talking about.
That is true. Matter of fact, since the history of the program, we've had over 500 students
mm-hmm.
who started out within the youth program transition to taking credit classes.
All right. So it's who was the president at the time?
Jerry Ryan.
Jerry Ryan needs a pat on the back, because that's vision right there. That's vision and leadership. That's awesome. So now, how does Ralph get involved? What did Ralph do before he was youth coordinator here at Raritan Valley Community College?
Well, prior to working at the college, mm-hmm. I worked in the field of recreation for
okay.
municipalities and government.
Okay.
My last position was as a recreation director for a local community. Prior to that, like anything else, after college,
mm-hmm.
I transitioned from an entry-level recreation position
right.
all the way up to becoming a full-fledged recreation director. And the last project I did before I came to RVCC was create a 35,000-square-foot rec center.
Where was that?
That was in the community of Rahway.
Oh, wow.
And it also won a state award for design that year.
Wow. That's quite a resume builder right there. Rahway, like all other municipalities, they're having a hard time meeting budgets around 2000. That must, or just prior to 2000, that must have been a tough sell, but obviously a successful one.
We had a very supportive mayor, and
that
was
great.
Part of his vision, and he was able to find the financial dollars to support the endeavor.
So the beauty of Ralph's career is find the guy who's going to pull the purse strings. That's good. All right, that's awesome. So you got Rahway, you had the 35,000-square-foot rec center, and now you've built this gem here with the youth center, the youth programs. What clicked with you in your background that said you always wanted to work with youth?
Well, when I was young, again, going back to my recreation days, there was a recreation director in the community who saw something in me.
Mm-hmm.
And at an early age, while I was still in high school, he asked me to get involved with that recreation department.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a volunteer coach. I became an official. I worked part-time for the department. And I was very fortunate at that time that I found my niche in my life
mm-hmm.
at an early age. So I was always able to build from that early years
okay.
throughout my college years until today.
What do you think you possess in your background and your personality that allows you to connect with the perspective of youth? Because there are plenty of people that say they can, but they're not very effective. What did you have in your life that perhaps brought that characteristic to you?
I really don't know. I just watching my father, who mm-hmm. volunteered throughout the years, coaching me and being a mentor and a coach to other children, that's kind of was my foundation and my exposure to how he worked with young people. He was very active in the
mm-hmm.
school setting where we were growing up, going to the schools, PTA, PTOs, which is unusual at that time for a dad to do that because
mm-hmm.
primarily it was the women who was doing it, but
yep.
just kind of watching him. And then when I started to get involved, I just kind of had, I guess like you said, a taking to that population.
Right.
And I like to see them grow, nurture.
Right. So you modeled your dad's direction, I guess. Were you a city dweller when you were a kid or country?
I grew up in the city of Rahway.
You grew up in the city of Rahway, and you – all right, that's awesome now. So you actually put together something where you grew up.
Yes,
that
I went
you
back
didn't
to my
have.
Roots.
That's
exactly.
Awesome. Have you always been a city dweller?
Yes.
So how does the world of Hunterdon County compare? There's got to be some differences, or do you look at it the same? It's just kids.
Well, the way I came out to Somerset and Hunterdon County,
yeah.
I got married, and my wife and I were looking for a place to live. And matter of fact, our butcher lived out in Somerset County at the time.
All right, cool.
Still does.
I love
it. He recommended, why don't you go look in Western New Jersey?
Uh-huh.
And to me, Western New Jersey wasn't Somerset and Hunterdon County.
No.
I was thinking a little further out.
Further
and
out.
I always wanted to be within 30 minutes of my job.
Right.
And at the time, I was working in Cranford.
Okay.
And I said, okay, North Plainfield, Somerset County is within that half an hour
right.
of my model that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got out to Somerset, Hunterdon County.
Amazing. That's amazing. Wow. So we leave it. We owe the butcher. That's pretty funny. And he lived in Somerset, you said, right?
He lived in North Plainfield. He worked
Plainfield.
In Hillside, which is part of Union County.
All right. So he was making the commute with you.
Exactly.
Amazing. So, all right. So this is great background. So now how does Ralph get the phone call, or how did you get involved with RVCC? How did you learn about that was going to be there?
At the time, even though I was working in Rahway and I had finished this great project, I was looking to transition to something different. I had done recreation for 20-plus years at the time.
Right.
Plus, most of my exposure was in Union County, where I grew up,
mm-hmm.
but now I was residing in Somerset, Hunterdon County area. So I figured it was time for me to get familiar with the county that I was residing in.
Awesome.
I looked in the newspaper, saw the advertisement for RVCC. I was fortunate enough to get the initial interview.
Awesome.
Came in a couple of times, interview, and at the end of the day, I was fortunate. I was the one that they hired for the position.
Wow. And the rest is, as they say, history, right? And you got to work a little bit closer to home.
Yes.
Did you have a vision? I mean, they were starting from scratch at that point, right? So
exactly.
So were they hitting you up for what your vision would be, or did they already kind of scratch it out for you?
No, it was a clean slate. I could come in and build it as I saw fit. And that was the thing that was very rewarding to me, is building something from the ground.
Right.
And seeing it evolve into what it could become. And it was really no limitations. The only limitation they gave me initially, because of my experience in recreation, I program for all ages. So when I came in, I thought about programming from preschool up to
okay.
school-aged children.
Right.
And they definitely said no preschool programming at
no
that time.
Okay, at that time.
So that was the only restriction they gave me.
So they actually, yeah, well, you were thinking bigger, and they actually curtailed it for you.
Yes.
Amazing. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 9:18. We're talking with Ralph Dunham, and he is the coordinator of the youth programs, director of the youth programs over at Raritan Valley Community College. We're going to talk to him more about his history with them and all the programs and services. Be right back.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HunterdonChamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
All right, we're talking with Ralph Dunham. He is the director of youth programs over at Raritan Valley Community College, and we're learning about his overtaking the reins in the year of 2000 over there. And he started out with a clean slate, and then what happened, Ralph? So, it's an unbelievable amount of programs and services that you offer today, 15 years later. What was the first year like? What did you offer?
Well, in that fall, when I was hired, it took me that fall semester to research what was being offered currently locally.
Right.
And then also contacting other colleges to find out what some of the programs were out there. Because remember, the college education world was new to me.
Right.
So I really wasn't familiar about the programming, protocol, procedure. So that fall semester was just researching and gathering information.
Mm-hmm.
Our first semester was the spring 2001. Okay. And as you can expect, it was a very small semester,
mm-hmm.
a handful of classes. Still, our bread and butter is science-related classes. We have a lot of, I would say about 30-35% of our classes are science-related.
Right.
Again, based on where we reside, the pharmaceutical industry, the interests of the sciences, STEM being popular right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we had about, I would say, 20-21 classes. We still did a broad section of classes where we did science, some craft things,
right.
some core curriculum stuff like writing, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we went from there. And I think that first semester we might have had 120 people enrolled total.
It's not bad, though. That's not bad for a first shot at it, for something that was completely out of the blue, right?
Yes.
Not bad.
And I was happy because to get one person to sign up, it was unknown whether there was going to be interest out
there
or not.
That's right.
You have a vision. You don't know if the public's going to buy into it.
Right, right. And now you already foreshadowed some of the things I think that's very interesting about your program, and that is that you looked around the environment and said, what are everybody else offering? And in my opinion, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, I think you offer it a different way. I think you package things in a different manner, trying to make sure that you're meeting the needs of another group of people that may not have been able to take advantage of programs around their area. What am I talking about? Well, I think there's a lot of learning going on. It's a little bit more classroom-based. It's enhancing what their schooling is, but in a fun way. You're bringing some very expert people in, and from what I gather, there's some before care and after care that's going on there. So we're going to touch all that. But so it evolved from 120 people, a couple of classes, and today, now what do we have?
Usually in our peak semester, which is the summer.
Right.
We have over 2,000 registrations through the summer, and we offer over 100 different classes.
Wow.
And again, we're in that from age range from 6 to 17.
You never took on preschool, huh?
Oh, yes, we did.
Oh, you did? Oh, excuse me.
I've done some limited preschool programming, but not successful so far, and I'm always disappointed that we haven't tapped into that audience, but every once in a while, we will make an attempt to put something out there for the preschool audience.
All right. So you did do it. You did talk them into it. Good. All right. So now, I'm going to say the mission, but I think there's more to that question. When you design a course and when you design the curriculum, what are the things that you're trying to provide that you think meets the needs of our folks in Hunterdon and Somerset County?
First of all, when I talk to any instructor, mm-hmm. and all our classes are started with a proposal.
Okay.
From the person who's going to be teaching the class.
Right.
Once I receive the proposal, and if there's interest, I have a conversation with the person.
Mm-hmm.
And the first question I always emphasize to anybody is, it has to be fun.
Okay.
This is supplemental.
Yep.
The students, the families do not have to come to us.
Right.
And if it's too rigid and too structured,
mm-hmm.
they're going to shy away and not want to come again. They might come once and give us that one-shot opportunity,
right.
but it's about repeat customers. So it has to be fun.
Okay.
It has to be structured in a way where it's engaging. It can't just be a lecture.
Okay.
Because a lot of times you're getting that right back in your school district.
Right.
The other thing, we do our classes on a smaller, intimate level.
Okay.
Most of our classes are between 20 and less. And sometimes our classes are as small as 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting that opportunity to have that one-on-one relationship with your instructor on a smaller level.
Right. All right. And there's got to be the other side of the coin, too, you got to be worried about, which is it can't all just be playtime.
Definitely.
Because the parents don't want people to be paid for babysitters, per se.
What happens in a traditional classroom setting, there's a discussion, the initial lesson, what the concepts are being taught, whether it's science-related, math-related, writing-related.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's an activity, hands-on activity, a project involved,
mm-hmm.
and then some type of maybe game activity that reinforces the principles of what the class is about.
Right.
Most of our classes are thematic, but they're still related back to some type of core curriculum
mm-hmm.
back from a school district. Students just aren't aware of it, whether
yes.
it's chemistry,
right.
whether it's aerospace, whether it's English. It always comes back to tying into some type of core curriculum,
right.
just that it's done more subtly.
So you're putting a reality spin on what we learn in the classroom on the other 9 months.
Yes.
And it's surprise, surprise. You do carpentry and you got to find out you got to use a measure, you know, you got to measure and do math, right?
Correct.
All right, so 120 people back in 2000. Now we got 2,000 people. Show us some of the extremes, some of the really unique things that you have brought on in the past or are currently offering that people would be surprised to learn.
Well, one of the things that always amazes me is the woman by the name of Maria Joyce, who teaches protocol or etiquette training.
I know Maria Joyce. She's awesome. She was a surprise. What a gem.
She's a very popular repeat person.
Yep.
People come back year after year. She has a series of classes.
Right.
Goes from dining etiquette, leadership skills.
Mm-hmm.
This upcoming year, she has two new classes where she's going into career exploration,
mm-hmm.
preparing high school students for what's out there as far as future careers, trends, how to prepare yourself for mm-hmm. them, and also college. What you should be doing as far as branding yourself, getting prepared for college. And believe it or not, people are always amazed when I say, in her classes alone, she probably does over 100 students throughout the summer. That's one thing.
Wow.
The other thing that's very popular is the digital arts.
Mm-hmm.
We have a company that we work with called Black Rocket.
Okay.
Make your first video. Make your first 3D video. App applications. And the new fad for them is the things called Minecraft. It's a series of Minecraft modders, Minecraft designers. Last year, those classes were oversubscribed where parents were calling, can you take one more? Or, I have two children. There's only one space left. Can you open it up for my second child to get in?
Right.
And that's a pleasant thing when those type of occurrences happen.
Yeah, it's a tough sell because you're trying to not degrade or or dilute the learning of the other students, right?
Right, and we don't want to expand the classes. Right. Like I said before, we want to keep them intimate.
Yeah.
So they have that more one-on-one time with their instructor.
Right.
So it's a balancing act as to increasing our numbers, but still providing that quality, affordable experience for the families.
Now, one of the other challenges that goes on with trying to provide summer, and I keep emphasizing the summer part because in a little while I'm going to talk to Ralph about the fact that this actually does not just occur just in the summer. But in the summer, people are trying to balance doing these types of things and trying to fit their family vacation in or other activities. So what was the mindset in the way you offer the schedule?
Well, for me, we do things. It's an 8-week summer program.
Okay.
This year, June 22nd through August 14th, we offer classes either half day, mornings from 9 to noon, mm-hmm. afternoons from 1 to 4, or all day from 9 to 4.
Okay.
And it's an a la carte. You pick and choose what appeals to you as opposed to getting locked into an all-day program and maybe not all the elements of that all-day program are appealing to your child.
Right.
So you can pick things that are specific of interest to your individual child.
Mm-hmm.
And with our wide variety of program, which is another thing what parents talk about is if you have multiple children, you're bound to find something that appeal to those multiple children in that household.
Right.
So you can have your child and your children at one location
mm-hmm.
throughout the week and for multiple weeks with us. Because, again, we have many families that have their children with us for 2, 3, 4, many weeks throughout the summer.
Right.
And that's an enjoyable sight because that means to me that we're satisfying their needs.
Yeah.
And we're doing it in a way that they feel comfortable and trusting us to have their child with us for that extended period of time.
Sure, sure. And now, not all the classes run 8 weeks, right?
No, they're mainly 1 or 2 week classes.
Okay.
So and you do it on a weekly or biweekly basis.
So you can essentially fit 8 classes, 8 weeks into your curriculum or you... Like I said, if you're having a family vacation in the middle of July, there's nothing stopping you from going there for a couple of weeks, taking that family vacation and getting back onto the schedule soon after, right?
Exactly. And some of our instructors do the same thing. They'll work the first 2 or 3 weeks of the summer,
mm-hmm.
go on their personal vacation, and they'll come back for the end of the summer.
Right.
And the same thing with families.
Right. And the other thing I love about your program is that their families, the parents, struggle, especially with kids that obviously don't drive, that they have to somehow curtail their work schedule if they're commuting to Rahway, let's say. I don't know if anybody does that anymore. They have to somehow find a way to get their students to the school or get them back home before they arrive. But you offer a different option for that.
Right. We have extended daycare, which means we have before care. That starts at 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And if a parent cannot, if they pick 2 half-day classes and they cannot come back and have lunch with their children,
right.
they can sign them up for lunch care. And we have aftercare that ends at 6 p.m. So conceivable, a child could be on our campus from 7:30 in the morning to 6 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And for working families, that works very well. And we have numerous of children and families that have that process where before care, 2 classes, and then aftercare.
Right. So they're getting the kids are getting some break time. They're getting nourished. They're in a secure place. It's air conditioned. They're learning a new skill, or they're enhancing or improving on their own, and it covers all the commute issues as well. And the beauty of it is that because it's a la carte, you can look for affordable options. When I take this compared to, let's say, a summer camp that I would go to, I find it much more inexpensive.
And that's one of the things in our feedback that we get from parents all the time is that it's very reasonable and mm-hmm. affordable. They feel that also they're getting a quality program.
Yeah.
And the diversity of our programming.
Right.
Also, those are the 3 main characteristics that we hear year in and year out.
Right.
You can get a program from as low as $100, $108, all the way up to about $375. And it depends on the expense of the program to us.
Right.
And also whether it's a half-day program, whether it's a partial, a shortened week, like July 4th week this year.
Right.
We're there for 3 days, Monday
okay.
through Wednesday only. So the courses that week are shorter, cost less.
Right. So now, logistically, Ralph, how do you put this thing together every year? What you have some repeat lectures or repeat instructors, but new instructors come to you. These aren't fly-by-night folks, right?
No, they are not. We have a couple of different ways. Believe it or not, the summer ends in August. I take some time off after the camps.
Yeah.
And we start up basically September, soliciting new classes.
This is a nine-month planning
process. Nine plan, exactly.
Wow.
Refining what was done last summer, what worked, what was successful, what was dead wood, get rid of. We start to go into the production of it in October.
Right.
And we try to have it finalized by December. So when we come back after the New Year's break, it's posted on our website when we come back that first week in January.
So you're getting there right as everybody starts to think about the new year.
Exactly.
Right after Christmas holidays, right?
Because believe it or not, we start getting phone calls in December. Is your summer program available? Can I view it yet?
That's awesome, man. When you got people are doing that, that's then you know you've made it because they're counting on you being there. That's great. So 15 years later, can you give us some an understanding of the breadth of what you offer so to whet people's appetite? I know there might be some classes that are already booked, but there's some basics that are out there, but then there are some really ingenious things that you offer that are the current that are tap into the current trends and the current mindset of the youth today.
One of the things that are new for this upcoming summer is we're going to have a series of engineering classes.
So you're getting back into STEM. Heavy.
Back into STEM, and you're going to have mechanical, electrical, industrial, and it's going to be for ages 6 to 12. There's two different categories, ages 6 to 8 and 9 to 12. So the younger audience, 6 to 8, will get the basic concepts, and then the older population will get the basic fundamentals also, but they'll get a little bit more enhanced training with that. The other thing is we're going to go a little bit further with our digital arts. Mm-hmm. We have, like I said before, the new features of the Minecraft coming in.
Right.
With them, every year what we have to do in order to keep our program fresh so that repeat customers do come back to us is always add something new, because if we just roll out the same stuff every year, those repeat students aren't going to come back because they're going to have taken those classes that they enjoy.
Gotcha.
So we have to keep it new. And that also keeps it fresh for me, because one thing, I don't want to become a stale as far as offering programs.
Right.
So we keep those classes that are popular on the menu, and we replace the ones that weren't popular with new classes. Another class that's going to be new this year is fashion electronics, where they're going to combine
computers
with the actual design.
All right.
We started last year with a class which was called fashion sewing.
Okay.
So now we're taking it to the next level, fashion and electronics. And last year, that class was sold out. It's already sold out this year, but they also have a phase two, which is called Design Diva.
Okay.
So that was a popular class. Also, like I said before, the countdown to the 21st century is new this year. Also, we're going to have a class going back to our core curriculum stuff is reading success, where it's for younger students to mastery their phonics. In their reading comprehension. So again, it's a balance between core curriculum classes and purely thematic enrichment classes.
Where do you get your ideas from?
Well, every class that we do ends with an evaluation
from
the students and the teachers. One line on there is recommendations or suggestions for future classes. And believe it or not, every class I review those evaluations and I get recommendations that way.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, on our website, we have it posting, suggest a class.
Okay.
We get suggestions from parents, families, and we also get suggestions that way from instructors who want to become part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
The next way I do to stay involved is staying on top of trends.
Okay.
Reading newspapers, talking to colleagues. One simple thing sometimes is just walking the halls during the summer and listen to those informal conversations of parents and students as they're exiting or entering into the building.
Uh-huh.
If I hear things often enough, that tells me right there, Ralph, you need to get on that and think about implementing that into future semesters.
Sweet. You're exposing a lot about how to do things the right way, Ralph. It's very cool. So now the youth program summer session starts on the 22nd. What I'd like to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about the youth programs outside of the summer. And then at the end of the show, we're going to give you all the contact information and information to register for anything that might be available with Ralph and the RVCC youth program. So hang on. We're talking to Ralph Dunham, and he is the director of youth programs at RVCC. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. I have Ralph Dunham here. He is the Director of Youth Programs at Raritan Valley Community College. And Ralph and I were talking off air, and I was remiss in asking this, so I'm going to do this before we get on to the summer programs. Ralph, you have kids, right?
Yes, I do. I have a boy and a girl.
Okay.
Who have both.
They're not kids anymore.
No, they're adults now.
They're adults.
21 and 24.
Right.
They both attended the youth program when they were younger.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask. If you're willing to put your kids into the program that you established, then obviously there's a care and a passion there. How did they like it? Or did they give you a lot of bad critique?
They loved it. They went more than 1 year.
There you go.
They, as a matter of fact,
did they have a choice?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Yes, they did. They had this one, my son had this one instructor named Bruce Katnack.
Yeah.
And I believe his class was called Car Sharks. He taught the kids multiple variations of card games. And at that time, my son was young, and they really hadn't gotten into the full-fledged of playing cards. Yeah. Once that class was over, we started enjoying playing cards in our house even more.
There you go.
To this day, we still have card games on a regular basis.
All right. So you've created a social activity in your family because of your programs. And that's the magic that can happen with attending these types of programs. There are programs outside of the summer, which I, when you had given me the background on all this, I was very surprised to learn. So tell me about how the outside of the summer, the other 9 months works for the youth programs.
Okay. September through May, mm-hmm. we offer classes either after school during the week
okay.
or on weekends, Saturdays. And believe it or not, we started recently offering some classes on Sundays because we found that some families and children are so busy on just that Saturday between the extracurricular activity, whether it's dance, sports related, mm-hmm. that sometimes Saturday is not a good alternative for them right. to do programming. So we've started to go into Sunday afternoons between the 2 to 5, 1 to 5 area. Been very popular. The classes during that time of year are either shorter in duration, mm-hmm. one-day events, either half day or for whatever time length, 9 to 12, 10 to 12, mm-hmm. or all day from 9 to 3. Mm-hmm. Or there are multiple sessions where they'll come 3 Saturdays in a row okay. or 4 Saturdays or 2 Sundays in a row. And also during that time of year, one thing that people don't sometimes see that we do SAT preparation for high school students. And that's a population that's very popular with us. We sell those classes out all the time. We mm-hmm. usually offer them twice during each semester. But people don't realize that we're a 12-month operation.
Right.
And it's very popular also.
Yeah. And I guess people didn't realize that because a lot of people are signing up for those SAT programs that are from specific targeted companies, but you're offering that, and you have an expert on staff to do it, right?
We have it both ways. We have a staff member, and we do use a third-party vendor.
Okay. But it's all, again, on the inexpensive umbrella, so you have to check that out. Which brings me to the next step. So now, how does somebody learn about your programs, and what are all the logistics of getting involved?
Well, we do a postcard campaign where we'll okay. send it out multiple times, especially for the summertime.
Right.
We have a mailing list, a directory that we send it to. That's mm-hmm. one method that we use.
Okay.
Past participants, we do email blasts to them directly because, again, you want to retain your current audience. They're your best audience, so you want to make sure that they get the information first and hopefully return from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
We take out display ads in newspapers, and also we do ongoing press releases okay. in the various newspapers and circulations throughout Somerset and Huntington County.
Mm-hmm.
Within house, again, we have our website, which is raritanval.edu.
Right.
We're listed under the heading community. Also, they can email us at youth@raritanval.edu.
Mm-hmm.
And then to register, people can register online, in person, or by mail.
Okay.
We do not take any youth registrations over the phone because we require a little bit more additional information,
mm-hmm.
and thus we need a paper trail or the online registration that also asks those questions that we think is relevant, that we have information for, again, the safety and security of knowing the details of that young learner while they're on our campus.
Okay, so you need to know a little bit more about them. I was just reading here, you also have a program for homeschool. Is that right?
Yes. In the past, we've done some off-site programming
mm-hmm.
And on campus for homeschoolers.
Right.
There's an audience out there where these homeschoolers want to, again, supplement what they're doing in mm. their locations. We worked with them before. We worked with the Girl Scouts and other agencies in town. We work with a private school where we sent our chess instructor out. And it helped with that critical thinking skill. They learn chess, but it also helps them with their critical thinking skills.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always looking to partner with new agencies out in the community, whether it's submitting something and becoming part of our traditional menu on mm-hmm. campus or taking the program remotely to their agency or to their location. And those kind of off-site requires more planning,
yeah.
more time. But again, we're more than welcome to speak and learn and talk to people about what we can provide for them. Even PTAs, PTOs, they provide a lot of after-school activities for enrichment to supplement the kids, provide child care for those students who have to stay extended day in their public schools or private schools. Mm-hmm. We'd be willing to talk to those individuals, leaders, yeah, and say, how can we bring our program to them also?
Yeah, when you're talking about taking a class off-site, I can understand from a business and administrative point of view that you, as representing RVCC, and RVCC has to make sure that the location that you're going to meets the RVCC standards. So there's a lot more that has to go into preparing that and making sure it fits that need and that quality, as opposed to where you already know it's a known quantity when you're having it on campus.
Exactly. And one of the things we don't want anyone to try to utilize the RVCC brand, because some people will say, well, we're affiliated with RVCC, right, so it puts them on a different level.
Right.
So again, like you said, we have to kind of like flesh out and make sure that what they're doing meets our standards.
Sure. I can't think, unless it's really like some machinery that you folks just can't provide, that would be the only time I would think that would be a necessity, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. If it's something unique as far as materials that we can't, just too cumbersome for us to take off-site.
Right.
But basically, our program is mobile, that we could take it off-site to any location.
Cool. I imagine we only got, 3 weeks before the first class starts, but that doesn't mean that all the classes are closed. The heavier months, I guess, are July, but you'd be a better expert than I would on that. So registration is still open, right?
Registration stays open until either the class starts,
mm-hmm,
or until it's full to capacity.
Okay.
So, for example, June 19th, if a parent decided over that weekend they wanted to take a class the week of June 22nd, they could go online, even that Friday before.
There you go.
And register. We would have that information available to us Monday morning. As long as the class has seats remaining, they can sign up.
There you go. That's flexibility right there. Some people have to plan camp back in March, and if you've missed by March, you're over with. So here you have a lot of options just sitting there waiting, and if your plans change in the summer, you might have an option right there.
For those people who are truly using our program as a supplemental to their children's summer experience,
yep,
that's where the flexibility works for them.
That's great.
Like you said, for those individuals who are working parents,
mm-hmm,
they need to have that schedule planned well in advance. For the most part, those individuals have already registered, like you said, March, right, April, or May.
Yeah.
But it's for those ones who's trying
to supplement. They're calling in January.
Exactly.
They're calling in January. Hey, you got that program ready? Mike Madonna's anniversary joining RVCC is today. Congratulations, Mike. I guess you haven't run from the hills yet. But your interactions with Mike and how he has taken on the vision of youth programs, is it synonymous with the way it started back in 2000, or are you guys talking about new things?
Mike himself has had his two children.
There you go, Mike.
Enrolled last summer in our program, and based on all the feedback, they truly enjoyed the classes that they were in.
He's got spies.
And I'm looking for him to return his children back this year and hopefully have another good experience with us. And as far as the overall youth program, it just basically continue as is, and hopefully continue to grow the program for the future.
Awesome. All right. You guys are doing a fabulous job over there. I've had a great time talking to all the RVCC representatives over the last 9 months. Donna has already given me a green light that we were going to do this again next year. And I've told you off-line, Ralph, I don't think I've spoken to anybody yet truly on academics. It's all been about all the extra stuff that RVCC offers. It's just an incredible hotbed of information and activity that goes on. Plus, oh yeah, by the way, they teach college courses. What does Ralph do now? What is the contact information for Ralph Dunham in case somebody wants to speak to you more about either being an instructor or providing a new course, or perhaps being involved in the program from an administrative or other type of facility?
Well, my phone number is 908-526-1200.
Okay.
Extension 8454. And my email address is rdunham@raritanval.edu. And we're always looking for feedback, encouragement to how we can move the program forward, because without the feedback of our audience, we really don't have insight as to what they want. And we want to make sure that we put a product out there that mirrors what they want as far as the services that we're providing.
Now, you are what we call an active listener, and I don't even think that's an accurate description of how passionate you are about trying to draw in the environment to learn about how to make your program better. So I could learn from you on a 24/7 basis about how you just draw everything in from the environment. What's any you have this? How do you compete with a 35,000 square foot recreation center? What's the legacy that you want to leave when you do eventually say I've completed my mission at youth programs at RVCC? What's the legacy you want?
I would hope I'd be able to reflect back that I build a program from the foundation that had longevity, because as we know, this is like a startup business.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of startup businesses fail within the first 3 years. So we've been able to sustain it for 15 years.
I guess you
hopefully there's another 15 years in the pipeline for the program.
All right. And you'll be, what, 35 then, right?
Hopefully I'll be retired by then.
Well, then we have to start talking about succession planning, because I don't think there's anybody on the planet that has the passion that this guy does for youth programs. Pleasure meeting you, sir. I have already seen the results of your success personally through my family. I imagine there's another 2,000 folks that are just going to enjoy having whatever you've put on the plate this year yet again. So thank you for coming and giving us all the information.
Again, Chris, thanks for inviting me. It was a pleasure meeting you.
All right. Thank you, Ralph Dunham. He's the director of youth programs over at RVCC for the summer and for the other times during the year. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning. Thank you to Michelle Heidi, to Diane Lane, and to Ralph Dunham for their contributions to the show. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Well, if you are looking for something to do for your kids, to be learned, to be enhanced, to work on STEM, check out raritanval.edu and sign up for one of those programs to help them enhance their summer. It's a long summer if you don't get them something to do. Modern Design's up next. You've been listening to Good Morning, Hunterdon, on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And good afternoon, Hunterdon County. It's a beautiful afternoon. It looks like it's 69 degrees Fahrenheit. Traffic is flowing rather smoothly. I just raced down. Actually, I shouldn't say that on the air, should I?
You were
down 31.
Yep.
I was flowing with the traffic, and it wasn't too bad outside the medical center. And that's something we're going to talk a little bit about. I'm joined today by my co-host, Mr.
Joe Eggert. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the show. We got a big show today. Big
and
show.
We have a very special guest.
Yes, yes.
With us, a multi-talented entrepreneurial. I don't know, George Mueller. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
When you think of Hunterdon County, you think of George Mueller.
Well, I said in a meeting yesterday we had George Mueller coming on, and Bob Amo said to me he confused me with George Milnick.
Melick.
And I said, is there something wrong with my accent or
pronunciation? He doesn't have the beard.
Well, he used to live close to him, and he was recounting some stories. But, you know, I guess you've both been freeholders for some time.
Yes.
So, indeed. I think we can dispense with the weather. It's a lot nicer than it has been. Thankful for the rain. I think we did get a little bit too much at one time there and tested out.